everybody. Welcome back to Ping. This is episode 216, and we are back.
216 episodes of Microsofties ping each other about a whole bunch of stuff.
So
you're welcome. You're looking a little tan.
I was out of the loop for a little while because I was on the beach.
You're looking a little tan.
It was nice. Enjoyed vacation back with my family out in the Jersey Shore.
Nice.
So I am a little tan, hopefully.
Did you go to Hoboken?
No, passed by Hoboken, down the parkway, through every exit. Everyone asks, you know.
What exit?
What exit? All of them. I literally drove through all of them to exit zero, down to the end. If you look at that little tail, went to the beach. It was fantastic.
Nice.
So.
Well, welcome back. I missed you.
Yes, it was fun. I had a fried Pop-Tart. Deep-fried, battered Pop-Tart while I was there.
Oh, that's just crazy.
Which is fantastic. And then I watched Ping.
Nice.
Watched Ping while I was out on vacation.
What did you think of the episode?
I actually was really thrilled to hear the news about Microsoft Flight Simulator. I think that's one of the things that we had for years. And there's a couple games coming out between like Star Citizen and some other things where I'm going to go out and get a joystick.
Nice.
And I actually saw a Microsoft SignWinder 3D Pro at Goodwill the other week. I almost picked it up. But I think it's a serial port.
You have to get like a USB converted.
But we
had some good commentary on the last episode.
A couple of comments. Why don't you go through them?
We have IRB here commenting about the good show and how it was, and really kind of freaked out by that whole 3D interactive photography thing with the Kinect. I thought that was really kind of cool. If you look really close to that video, they actually had like the models were. Like wind was blowing their hair as you're moving around. It wasn't just like a static photo.
Oh.
Weird stuff.
And he chimes in Iron Man versus Batman.
Yes.
Because they're the non-superheroes. Iron Man's got to have the advantage there with that suit. But I like that approach because Batman was always a very appealing character because of that.
It was a superhero
morality.
With his brain, though, right? They're like you got Mr. Stark with his cash,
right.
And then you got Batman with his brain.
And is it like just anger?
Issues. So good matchup. Good matchup. Also commented obviously on the 1020 and the pictures, and I agree with him. The fact that our shots never look as good as the demonstration shots that they use in the blog posts.
Well, I don't have the 1020, so.
Well, that could be a problem.
Got some good ones from vacation on my icon, though.
Mr. John Egbert. Egbert. Asking about how to get a Channel 9 guy. Well, let's just say the easiest way to get a Channel 9 guy is you have to come and see us live at one of the conferences. That's what I would say.
I don't think we have a live performance lined up quite yet. But in the near future, we may. We'll look into it.
Nothing has been announced.
That's definitely the easiest. Although at some of these conferences we do them at, the 9 guys go fast.
Very fast.
So we try to save some for the show.
Yep.
Well, at least enough to throw at the camera so we can then.
We need at least 4 to be able to make that individual shot.
Yes.
And then finally, we have
IRB.
IRB responding back to me again. Sorry about that. And he gave us a link to some of his photos that are there as well. Hopefully that they're work safe. I've not even checked them as of yet.
It's actually a very, very good show. I don't know where this is, but I
do not know my geography. Is there any EXIF data on there for geolocations?
Let's not, you know,
okay.
No, go that far. Or is it posted on the page and you can go look at it as well?
But he also suggests if you give a shout out to Golnaz.
Golnaz, our
producer,
studio
tech,
kinda runs
camera person.
A bunch of the back of the scenes stuff here. Golnaz89 on Twitter, I believe. We could put her known there. Just tweet at her anyway. She likes new followers.
@Golnaz89, right?
Yeah.
@Golnaz89.
That it for last week?
That's it, man.
We can roll into this show.
Oh, wait. There was one more. There was something that came up on the Twitters. It wasn't for 215, it was for 214. Ricardo was saying, congratulations, Mark without a beard.
Didn't notice.
You shaved off the beard on 214.
Didn't want to get a beard tan line while on vacation.
Not a good idea.
So I figured, just get rid of it for now. We'll see what happens. Stay tuned, and we can find out.
I guess you kind of say this like a throwback Thursday.
They have
that on the Twitters, even though it's not Thursday. We publish this usually on Monday or Tuesday, sometimes Wednesday.
We're the first half of the week.
You got it. But we just recently re-released 40 Xbox games for your Windows Phone devices that were previously locked to the Windows 7 platform.
All updated onto the new.
Now all updated to 8 and 8.1, and also now will work on a smaller 512 meg device, like the 520 or 521s. So 40 new titles are there. The list is there on the thing, and just do a little special shout out to a couple that I was a big fan of. Parachute Panic. I don't know, I just like sketches on graph paper.
Yeah.
Parachute Panic. Ilo Milo, rather infuriating on a very small screen, but always fun.
Ilo Milo is one of the, is like the 3D
puzzler. 3D puzzle and move around.
It was one of the original launch games on the Windows Phone 7s.
Yeah, so that one there was good, and that's it for me, man.
Shuffle Party was a very surprisingly addictive game.
Yeah.
It had a couple different modes of shuffleboard on it. And you can unlock different boards and different pucks, and I don't know why that one just—it's one of those jump in real quick, play a couple games, get some points, and play. Alpha Jax, obviously a favorite, Scrabble clone. I was going to say it. Zombies on the Phone. So there was this Xbox 360 independent game called I Made a Game with Zombies in It.
Oh, an amazing soundtrack.
Yes. I paid a dollar for that song.
Yes.
Just to get the soundtrack from that.
The soundtrack was actually his roommate that made the song.
Really?
Did you know that?
Well, no, I didn't.
So his roommate made that song.
It feels like the game was almost made for that song.
Oh, totally.
Anyway, so Zombies on the Phone, that one's an obvious purchase for me.
And the one that was omitted from the list but was also included is a favorite of both of ours, Miss Splosion
Man. I actually haven't played it on the phone yet.
Neither have I.
I played Splosion Man on Xbox for...
Hours and hours.
Lots of time, and the best part was it's four-player co-op.
But you know what's worse is...
It's harder the more people you have, but...
Well, try playing more people you have, and they happen to be under the age of 12. Impossible. They don't know anything about
teamwork. You make it sound like adults are better at video games.
No,
That's not always true.
My kids would constantly get into fights over, Gracie, get up over here! It's like,
Well, have you ever gone into the options to remap the keys for that game?
I have not.
There's an achievement for remapping the keys.
I did not know that.
Even though every
Because you are an achievement...
I am. Every button, however, is just set to explode.
Nice.
So you can rotate them however you like, but you just explode and you just smash your face against them.
I'm going to use that one. I like that one. A couple episodes back, we talked about the World Cup and World Cup predictions. And Octopus, guys?
Paul the Octopus we were previously beating.
Yes. Apparently now the final results are in case you did not notice. Germany won the World Cup.
It did.
And we came in with a stunning rate of 15 of 16. Some people are saying 16 of 16, but it, you know.
Or 15 of 15.
The consolation match that no one really watched.
It matters.
People didn't watch too much of it. It was a little disappointing.
It
was very disappointing, unfortunately. Anyway, it was 15 out of 16 came in, and we actually beat Google.
Who had 14 out of 16. However, a very clever name of Golgol.
Oh.
So,
nice.
Consolation prize there for the name. I liked it. With the conclusion of the World Cup, we are now in a period of sports, at least in the United States, where the only thing that's on is baseball, which is great if you like baseball, but coming up in less than a month, football returns.
Okay.
And one of the things about watching football is usually you're either locked into watching your local team, which here in Seattle is pretty good team.
Good team to watch.
If you're a Seahawks fan.
Of course. Broncos, dude.
I don't get a lot of their games.
Seahawks is my adopted team, obviously. He's only been here for a short while.
Yeah, you're allowed to. You're allowed to do that as long as you adopted them prior to this previous season.
See, now I could have done the Ottawa team, which is the Redbacks. But no one knows
how
to It's on NFL.
CFL is a legitimate sport. They have some cool rules. Anyway, DirecTV just put up a promotion for advertising their Sunday ticket. And what Sunday ticket is if you have DirecTV, the satellite package here, then you can pay extra and get every single game that you want. What they've announced is that in certain areas where you couldn't get satellites before, you were kind of left without an option. Uh-huh. Now, if you don't have it, not only can you get it, but you'll be able to stream to the Xbox and Windows and among all your other devices as well. So you can sign up for the I can't get your dish, but can get the ticket package and stream it to your console.
Oh, yeah.
I'm looking forward to do this. I already looked up. I am eligible. I cannot get a dish in the back of my place. And there are three different packages, one just for consoles, one just for devices, and then one for devices and consoles.
So you'll basically be able to kind of figure out what period you're in for football and how many goals you're ahead by.
Yes.
Across any device.
Yes, how many How many?
If there's been any cross-checking that's been going on?
How many low blows and no? Throw me off here with the football lingo. But we already have the integration with NFL on Xbox One, so you can check your fantasy scores
if
you're doing the fantasy teams. But now you can just go ahead and watch every game through this, and that's what I am looking forward to. Season spins up in just about a month. In April, we mentioned that we announced that Skype would be opening up group video calling for free. Previously, you had to be a premium subscriber or have one premium subscriber on your call. We've had some progress since then, and now we are ready to announce that Windows tablets and Windows 2-in-1 devices will also be able to take advantage of video group calling.
Very sweet.
For free.
Yes, very
so
sweet.
So, way group calling works, if you haven't done it, is you can add up to 10 people, I believe, is their max right now. They kind of optimize around a 3 to 4 people group, which I don't know if I could handle more people than that talking at the same time.
He's obviously never met my family before when we talk.
See, our family, we use our hands.
So basically, you can have more, but the only live video ones are the primary three or four.
You get a big screen of them in the middle, so you can see kind of the people talking right now. So available, go get it on your Surface and other 2-in-1 devices, and have a nice big group chat.
Nice. Schrodinger's cat.
Or not.
Or not. You never know. Basically, in the fall, you might actually get a more academic answer to that particular question, because we just recently acquired academic research information that's been incorporated into our Bing search engine, which helps power Cortana, obviously. And by the, they're saying in the article that around the fall time frame, when we all go back to school potentially, you'll be able to have the assistance of your digital assistant go through and help you find academic information.
Is it going to be like Cortana, find my homework that I the dog ate?
Yeah. Or? It very well could be, but obviously it's going to be available on the Windows Phone devices and Windows Phone 8.1 when it's available, and starts rolling out to a phone near you. And we're all set and ready to go back for school.
When you ask most people what game came with Windows for a long time, you'd probably think Solitaire, but starting around the 95 Plus pack, I think it was called back then, we had pinball.
Of course.
It was 3D pinball, Space Cadet.
Space Cadet.
You go on different missions and stuff.
You can tilt it by hitting the space button.
Yeah. You know it's tilted and everything like that. Well, the tradition continues. Pinball FX2. Coming out on Xbox One this July 31st. Nice. So for those of you who played Pinball FX on the 360, it is a collection of pinball arcade games with separate leaderboards on each and very deep kind of missions. You can go in and I've never been very good at pinball.
Well, the neat thing about this particular episode, this particular version of Pinball FX2 is that you can buy different tabletops and different graphics and different animations with different types of packs. They're all at 1080p resolution, 60 frames per second for animation.
So you can tilt it just ever so slightly and maybe not get the tilt warning on your pinball machine.
Go check that one out. Xbox One, July 31st, from the stores.
That wraps up episode 216. This one's in the can. I saw that last week too. Like, I actually watched the episode while I was away. Thank you for joining us. As always, you can follow the conversation on Twitter if you follow hashtag Ping Show.
I always miss that. I gotta be fast.
I have to get up with the different introductions.
I have a sign for that.
Do you really?
I'll bring it in for the next episode.
Oh, absolutely.
I got a sign for that now.
Individually, at Mark DeFalco.
At RicksterCDN. Oh, and a special shout out to @SignGolnaz89.
Yes. Facebook.com/ThePingShow. As well, we'll post out our episodes and some chat once in a while there, if that is how you follow.
For some reason, the dead tree mail hasn't picked up at all. We haven't had any recently. You think you'd get some in summer vacation?
Like I've said before, it's called snail mail for a reason. I'm sure it's all coming, just at a slow pace.
And you can reach us here at The Ping Show, care of Channel 9, Building 20, 1 Microsoft Way, Redmond, Washington, 98052.
Of course, we always want you to leave comments below. Our question for you this week, we listed out 40 new games or old games being revamped onto Windows 8 and 8.1, Windows Phone 8.1.
Yep.
Which ones are you looking forward to? We listed out a couple of our favorites, but there's a bunch of them in there. Which ones maybe should we check out? Which one should your fellow pingers check out?
Absolutely.
So, till next time.
Oh, that's great part.
Oh, wow.